From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. With the two-month-old cessation of hostilities in Syria rapidly disintegrating, the U.S. is trying to expand cooperation with Russia. Moscow and Washington are attempting to reinforce localized ceasefires in Latakia and a Damascus suburb. Joss Earnest is President Obama's spokesperson.
So our hope is that by refreshing this agreement and focusing our attention on these two particular areas, we can build momentum again toward a broadly observed cessation of hostilities.
Word of the new agreement comes after 230 people were believed to have been killed in fighting between the government and rebels during the past week in Aleppo. U.S. military has disciplined 16 members of the service for their role in a deadly airstrike in Afghanistan last year that killed 42 and destroyed a hospital run by the international medical charity Doctors Without Borders. The group also concluded the incident was not a war crime. Finding is consistent with preliminary investigation when commanders emphasized that the U.S. forces did not intentionally target the hospital. Rescue crews in the Kenyan capital Nairobi are searching for survivors after flooding caused a seven-story residential building to collapse, trapping an unknown number of people inside. Spokeswoman for the Kenya Red Cross said authorities don't know how many are still trapped in the rubble, but added they fear more. The large residential building was located in a low-income, highly populated neighborhood of Nairobi. Heavy rains caused flooding and landslides in many parts of that city. This is VOA News.